Now, the First Alert Weather Center.
Some sunshine, some clouds, 58 in Arlington, 57 Lanham.
At 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza.
And it has become a gathering point for people from other local schools, including Georgetown and the University of Maryland.
We'll have the latest on these demonstrations.
A strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on Donald Trump's immunity claim.
And the trial's just wrapped up for the day in the former president's hush money criminal trial in New York.
Some tough economic news sent the markets down. The Dow losing 375, the NASDAQ down 101, and the S&P down 23.
It is 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More arrests, more clashes, more chaos at college campuses where pro-Palestinian protests keep growing across the country. That protest at Princeton, where two students have now been barred from campus. Graduation just got canceled at USC. CBS LA reporter Tom Waite is there.
Hey, let it go! Let it go!
Bottles thrown, officers pushing the crowd back with batons.
Arrests started soon after. Protesters who refused to leave the campus zip-tied a circle of officers standing guard.
The LAPD's arrested about 100 people there. Demonstrators also gathered outside the Supreme Court today, where justices heard arguments over whether former President Trump should be granted absolute immunity for January 6. CBS's Linda Kenyon's in Washington.
Prosecutor Michael Dreeben says there should be no such thing as blanket immunity.
The existing system is a carefully balanced framework.
Trump attorney DeJohn Sauer argues presidents must have immunity or they cannot do their jobs.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
The outcome could determine Trump's fate in federal court. A setback for abuse victims today in New York, where Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned. Tarana Burke started the Me Too movement.
We are devastated for the survivors who are connected to this case and the survivors who had found some solace and catharsis in the original verdict around Harvey Weinstein.
Prosecutors say they plan to retry that case. A stranded cargo ship is sailing again in Baltimore.
The Balsa 94 is one of the five big ships which have been stuck in the harbor since the Francis Scott Key Bridge came down a month ago. It carefully made its way out through the temporary 35-foot channel and headed to Canada.
CBS's Michael Toscano tells us the channel will close next week to allow removal work to continue on the cargo ship that caused the collapse. Vice President Kamala Harris greeted the kids of White House staff members today for Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
And on behalf of our President Joe Biden and all of us at the White House, warm, warm welcome to you.
Pretty clutch day for a kid if you work from home. And the blades of the windmill on the famous Moulin Rouge in Paris have fallen. They damaged part of the building and tore the venue's sign overnight. The letters have been replaced and no one was hurt. It's famous Can-Can show going on without cancellations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 Thursday afternoon, April the 25th. We have clouds, but now some sunshine's returning. Temperatures are hanging around 60 degrees in our region. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour here on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have been held on college campuses in our area all week long. And today, an encampment at George Washington University is serving as host for hundreds of students and faculty, not only from GW, but from Georgetown, the University of Maryland, and other schools. As the crowd has grown in the school's university yard, so has the D.C. police presence. Let's take you there live. WTOP's Scott Gelman on the scene. Scott.
Hey, Sean and Ann. Yes, as you mentioned, it is Georgetown students, George Washington University students, I'm told American University students, as well as those from the University of Maryland, among the hundreds here in the courtyard near the George Washington University Law School, calling for a ceasefire, among other things.
Obviously, they want the university to divest, which I feel like is very fair, considering they spend tens of thousands of dollars to attend school here. But also, we know the complicity of institutions in America in the current genocide that's happening right now.
And Sean, you mentioned the encampment. There are probably about a dozen tents here. I walked around a couple of times to try to speak to them about what brought them out. As for the encampment, they said they were declining media requests. Earlier today, the George Washington University president, Ellen Granberg, sent out a notice that said that the university, George Washington University, requested the help of D.C. police to relocate what the university is calling an unauthorized protest encampment on the university yard. The letter goes on to say the encampment, unlike other demonstrations, is unauthorized use of university space at this location. A D.C. police source told me a few minutes ago at 7 o'clock the police will come in. There are several lined on the street here. I'm near 20th and 8th Street. GW police here as well. But again, 7 o'clock expected to clear this encampment. Obviously, we'll be here to see as things develop. Reporting live on GW's campus, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Thank you, Scott. Now, earlier today, there was a demonstration at Georgetown University. WTOP's Kate Ryan was there.
Selena Al-Shahabi helped organize the protest by the Students for Justice for Palestine at Georgetown University. Speakers took up microphones on the steps of Healy Hall.
We really are having this protest as an end-of-the-year way to show that we really do demand that this university divest. We demand a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students, and that we want our university to do more to support us as Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students.
A Jewish student who did not want to be identified but described herself as pro-Israel was asked about the climate on campus and whether she felt safe. She explained she felt physically safe, but that tension for her is more of an attitude thing. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Stay with WTOP as we continue to cover these demonstrations all through the afternoon and evening. 5:06, in other news, a fight involving hundreds of teens at National Harbor last weekend has moved Prince George's County leaders to action. Starting tomorrow, an emergency curfew is being reinstated in that area pending new legislation from the county council. WTOP's John Doman has more about just how strict this curfew will be.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor,
Police Chief Malik Aziz,
officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions. And if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
Chipotle tells its employees, hands off the chicken. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Robert Abascal. I founded ADT Simulation, serving warfighter readiness with state-of-the-art aircraft and ground vehicle simulators. We instruct how to build simulators in our Orlando Training Center. Like our bank, FBC Bank, we use technology and exceptional service to achieve outcomes. ADT appreciates how FBC Bank helps us accomplish our mission. For an exceptional online and mobile banking experience, visit fbcbank.com.
Visit fbcbank.com. That's fbcbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's 508.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, let's get back to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
5:08 on a Thursday, lots of rush hour traffic congestion, but very few in the way of major incidents. Eastbound, Southeast Southwest Freeway and northbound on DC 295. Delays lead to the remains of a crash near Pennsylvania Avenue. from the 3rd Street Tunnel and 9th Street Tunnel, southbound on 395. Volume delays to the 14th Street Bridge. Not so bad through Arlington. Southbound traffic is slowest down in Springfield. And 66 westbound audit off from the Beltway to Centerville in Maryland on 270, 95 at the BW Parkway. Again, slowdowns come in separate stretches. Route 50 between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge. Just brief eastbound delays at the Severn and a slight slowdown on Kent Island before the Narrows crash way off on the right, mainly on the shoulder. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture Shop. Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP. Traffic.
Let's get our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Skies will continue to grow a little bit brighter moving through the remainder of the evening. Sun is down at 7:55, and at that point should be looking at a pretty nice sunset for most of the area. Temperatures will be in the 50s early on before dropping to the 40s overnight and into early tomorrow morning. Highs tomorrow in the lower to middle 60s under mostly sunny skies. Saturday, although it's not going to be a washout, it's not going to be picture perfect. Scattered showers during the midday that will draw to lingering showers by afternoon. Daytime highs 60 to 65 degrees. Cranking up the heat on Sunday, 80 to 85, and we're near 90 degrees by Monday and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
59 at the wharf in Southwest D.C., National Harbor at 58. We've got 60 in Sterling, and we're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed to a nearly two-year low last quarter. The government's first estimate on first quarter GDP puts it at an annual rate of 1.6%. The market sold off this morning. The Dow down nearly 700 points at one point. By the close, it was still down 375. The S&P 500 lost 23. The NASDAQ lost 101 points. Those were 0.5% losses. Big earnings reports after the close may lift tech stocks. Microsoft topped estimates. Intel matched expectations, though its forecast was short. Google topped estimates and declared its first ever shareholder dividend. One perk for working at a restaurant is free or discounted meals. New rule for Chipotle employees, no chicken. It's told workers not to put chicken on their own meals because of surging customer demand and limited supply. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Coming up on WTOP, if you're 50 or older and you're still working full-time, do you see yourself doing that forever? We'll check in with AARP on the growing number of people who believe retirement is out of reach. 5:11.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Later this hour...
Just how rank is the corpse flower?
Sort of a weird, kind of off, like garbage smell.
I'm Jimmy Alexander.
513.
I'm Bev. My husband Bill is living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that can scar your lungs and make it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. If you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. Bill and I have been married for over 60 years, and we're looking forward to more. If you or someone you love may have ILD, find support, hope, and help at lungsandyou.com.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. What if I told you your roof could be energy efficient, stylish, and affordable? It can be with metal accent roofing from Long. Metal shingles add timeless curb appeal to your home. And remember, highest quality doesn't have to mean highest price. Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years. Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today.
Isn't it time you got along?
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15, I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, retirement is the goal for many of us in the working world, but is it achievable in today's economy? A new study from AARP finds a quarter of people who are 50 or older do not think it'll ever be for them.
David John is a senior policy advisor and retirement expert at AARP. He joined us a bit earlier here on WTOP. Talk about the results of this study.
Many of them don't have retirement savings, or they don't have sufficient retirement savings. What we see is an increasing number of people who are very worried that they're going to run out of money, and essentially they're going to have to make some very unfortunate decisions going forward.
David, tell us why they aren't being able to save. What's going on? What have they been telling you?
Well, the biggest problem that we see, actually, is that about half the private sector workforce doesn't have the ability to save at work. If you have the ability to use payroll deduction, you're more likely to save consistently. Otherwise, things like the kids' dental bills or the repairing your car or something like that, take that money. So if you don't have that, you don't have sufficient savings.
Aside from establishing a plan like that, are there other things that can be done to make retirement feel more attainable for Americans?
Absolutely. I mean, one of them is, of course, to promote the whole idea of let's do a plan. Let's figure out how much you can afford going forward and what kind of a retirement lifestyle you can have. Financial education in schools is an essential piece in this. But going forward, also, one of the things that's the biggest obstacle is you reach retirement, you have money, you don't know how long that's going to last, you don't necessarily know how to deal with that. What am I going to do with this money? How am I going to make sure that it lasts properly? More guidance on that would also be a big help. It would reduce some of the worry that we've seen.
David, wondering if the study delved into it all, if folks were able to at least do a partial retirement and went and continued to work part-time at a certain age, maybe, at least as they got closer to 65 or older.
Yeah, we're seeing an increasing number of people who, rather than just stopping working immediately, they are starting to do things like either go into consulting or they work with their employer to reduce hours or something along that line. And in addition to finances, which is front and center, the other thing is that this allows them to have a better social life, a better feeling of being important and doing something important.
That is David John, senior policy advisor and retirement expert at AARP.
Top stories we're following for you right now on WTOP.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from criminal prosecution.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations expand on local college campuses this afternoon. An encampment is up at George Washington University.
Teens 16 and under must be with an adult or they cannot hang out. at National Harbor on weekend nights starting this weekend.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
We are brought to you by Snell. Spring is in the air. Let Snell Home Services help you avoid costly breakdowns and clear away allergens with air conditioner tune-up. Book today at snellheatingandair.com/radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. We'll start with Dave. He's in the traffic center.
Through the district, I-395, 695, 295, eastbound, plodding along the southeast-southwest freeway between the 14th Street and 11th Street bridges. To go slowly northbound on DC 295, where it was a crash earlier in the afternoon near Pennsylvania Avenue. Outbound traffic on Suitland Parkway, clogged by something minor near Naylor Road. Hopefully it clears itself. Through the suburbs, minor routine incidents like fender benders and breakdowns, but on the interstates, it is a normal, slow at times rush hour on I-66, on I-270, on the GW Parkway through McLean, on the BW Parkway between the beltways, and on the Capitol Beltway, with, again, no major disruptions reported. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP traffic.
Well, let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Clouds will continue to thin a bit as we head through the remainder of the evening. Temperatures will hold in the 50s at least early on before dropping into the 40s after midnight. After a chilly start tomorrow, highs will make it to around 60 to 65 degrees. Plenty of sunshine to enjoy on your Friday. Saturday, mostly cloudy, on and off showers throughout the day. They'll draw to a close late afternoon. Highs will be in the lower to middle 60s. We're in the mid 80s for a high temperature. Temperature on Sunday near 90 Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we have sunshine clouds mixed in, and we have 59 degrees in Springfield, 57 at Farragut Square. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Well, coming up on WTOP, have you ever made it to Venice, Italy during your travels? The place is in so much demand these days. They're adding a tourist fee. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party. You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Something amazing is happening here, an extreme balancing act. Federal agencies are balancing employee demands for flexibility with the security and reliability the country demands. That's because CDW government optimized, deployed, and managed a secure and scalable laptop solution using Dell Latitude 5000 series notebooks. For sustainable solutions that balance flexibility and security, Dell Technologies and CDW government. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdwg.com/dellfederal.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
You're listening to WTOP News.
521.
It is back, and it still reeks. The pride and joy of the United States Botanic Gardens is in peak bloom. Yep, there are lines of people waiting to take a whiff of the corpse flower. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander was among the people priming their nostrils to take that whiff.
And we are standing here with a 7-foot, 1-inch tall bloom of a corpse flower, Amorphophallus titanum.
Devin Dodson, the United States Botanic Gardens, was there when the corpse flower reached peak bloom.
Instead of like one dead mouse, think of like 20 to 25 all in a pile, and they're hot, and you're standing right on top of them.
The stench of the corpse flower is so rank, it's hard to compare it to just one thing. It
smells sort of like sort of dead fish, sort of a weird kind of off, like garbage smell.
Now, Stephanie is a 16-year-old tourist, and she came up with the best way to make the experience more bearable.
I refuse to smell it. I'm breathing out of my mouth.
From the Botanic Gardens, I'm Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
It is one of the most iconic cities in the world, and that also means it attracts a lot of tourists. Well, now Venice is adding a fee for all those visitors.
29 dates considered peak tourist congestion periods now attract a €5, roughly $5, fee to any tourist who's visiting Venice for the day only. This tourist thinks it might work.
I probably wouldn't come in on that day.
This one says it won't.
We'll just have to pay because we want to be here.
A sentiment echoed by many residents of Venice who say the fee is too low to discourage the mass tourism that's making their lives a misery. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
WTOP News Time now, 5:23. Let's play some Rolling Stones music.
I've been hanging out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
Now, Jazz Fest is underway in New Orleans, and the Rolling Stones are hoping the third time will be the charm. Now, you might be wondering why the Rolling Stones are at Jazz Fest, but that's a different thing here. They've had to cancel other appearances twice at the popular concert festival. In 2019, Mick Jagger had heart surgery. Then in 2021, the whole festival was canceled because of COVID. When the Stones play their headlining set a week from today, the festival will shut down all the other stages while they play. Other major acts at this year's festival include the Beach Boys. Another one is why are they at the Jazz Festival? Mm-hmm. But there's also John Batiste, Chris Stapleton, along with Heart.
Well, now I want to go. University of Maryland's a cappella team is one of the top 10 in the world. And the team joined WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley before Saturday's competition in New York.
If you saw Pitch Perfect, you know the ICCA Finals, which happened this Saturday in New York City, and Christina Williams says her Decadence a cappella team is ready.
We have two more rehearsals left, and then Friday morning the team will take a bus up to New York City. They're going to spend the first night exploring, but then next day is really when we're going to lock in.
Choreographer Nicholas Orellana says the key is juggling rehearsals and classwork.
It's definitely a lot. It's definitely a big time commitment. For example, for semifinals, we dedicate our entire spring break just for rehearsals, so just goes to show how much work it takes to, you know, go to finals.
In College Park, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
See you guys later!
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
525, George Wallace here. Nats playing some day baseball. A good one going between the Dodgers and the Nats.
Yeah, no doubt, Sean. The Nationals and the Dodgers wrapping up their series. And Shohei Ohtani, every time he's at the plate, you know it's trouble, except for this last inning. Pretty good pitching. Dave Preston will tell us all about it at the ballpark, Dave.
That's right, George. Nats trail 1-0, bottom of the fifth. Teoscar Hernandez homer in the second inning, standing for the Dodgers. Right now, Mackenzie Gore getting out of a jam in the top of the frame with the pitcher's best friend, an inning-ending double play. Shohei Ohtani unable, he winds up grounding out into that double play. Gore has three strikeouts on the day, over 90 pitches on the afternoon. Bullpen is percolating for the Nats. They have had a runner on second in the third and fourth frames, but were unable to bring either of them home. Nats trail the Dodgers 1-0, bottom of the fifth.
All right, Dave, Nats will head to Miami for the weekend after this. Draft night in the NFL, that's coming up tonight from Detroit. Commanders with the number 2 overall pick, of course, so they'll be on the clock.